This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian here.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to control the content. Everything you see on the front page in the main section has been created by listeners just like you. Go over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now then, there's been a discussion that has gone on kind of over time on this program in the last couple of years about the term anarchist. And, in fact, I think the folks over at Pork Therapy, one of the podcasts that appears at LRN.fm, have been talking about this recently. And it has been a topic of discussion amongst the liberty community is, what do you call yourself? If you believe in liberty, if you
people definitely want to know that. They want to be able to classify you as something, whether they agree with you or not. They want to know, you know, what is it you people are?
Well,
anyway?
Yeah, and I think terms are useful. Some people would say, well, I can't be described by one word.
Yeah.
And that's probably a true statement. I think that it's hard to say that, okay, well, this one word is a complete description of who I am. It's silly to say that. But there are words, and words have meaning. And so applying one word to yourself versus another word can be, an important choice to figure out what it is that is most accurate. What terms are most accurate to describe you and your belief system? And
so what are you if you believe that the government is essentially the most successful gang in a given geographic area and that it is full of people that do business through ultimately using force to get what they want? What is it that you that you are if you believe that?
Well, it depends if you think that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's not how I would necessarily. I mean, while that's true and I believe that that's true, that's not necessarily how I would describe my belief system. I believe that human beings should be interacting with one another on a consensual basis, and the people in government and other common criminals are not interacting with one another, with us, the rest of us, who are peaceful, on a peaceful, consensual basis. And I wouldn't have described myself in that exact manner a few years ago. I might have called myself a libertarian, that I was against the use of coercion or aggressive force, which is a different way of saying a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the term libertarian kind of became, in my mind, corrupted by a certain political element who had kind of come into the libertarian movement, specifically the Libertarian Party, and basically taken over and watered down the message and started accepting the use of force or aggressive force.
By the way, that's nothing new. The Libertarian Party has been, a group of people that believe in less and, no coercive governments. So it's always been that.
Yeah, but the people who are in charge now are not as principled as the people who were in charge a decade ago.
I don't think that you were as principled a decade ago, is what I think.
I think
you've
right
moved beyond
that.
The Liberty Party, Libertarian Party.
I don't think you're right about that. I mean, you weren't in the Libertarian Party, Mark, so you
indeed
wouldn't know.
They just got rid of everybody and completely switched over.
Well, it was over time. I mean, the people running the party now are not the same people that were running it 5 years.
There's been a radical caucus all along. That says to me that they've needed to have
a radical caucus.
Yeah, indeed,
all
along.
Wow.
Yeah, the Murray Rothbard set it up.
Hmm. Well, anyway, you're probably right, Mark, to some extent, but I certainly noticed the changes as I was involved there. So I started to distance myself from that term and, of course, came across the term anarchist, and it seemed to be the best option at the time. But it wasn't long before I rejected that term as well. And anarcho-capitalist was kind of hip and is still very hip amongst the liberty community. I think that's the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you're combining two words
that
have heavy baggage attached to them,
right.
Anarchy and capitalist. And I'm not a capitalist necessarily because I don't know what economic system is the best. I think the free market should allow, the free market allows for all kinds of organization structures and different experimentation. So I would more accurately be described as a free marketeer. And then I like the term voluntarist instead of anarchist. But when we bring up this discussion, the big objection from the people who are the adherents to the term anarchist is that, well, you can't just keep changing your term. They're just going to ruin the term voluntarist. Just watch. Just wait. You'll see. If it becomes popular enough, they'll infiltrate it and they'll ruin that term. And I can understand where they're coming from on that. I mean, certainly that's what happened with the term libertarian, and they would say you could claim the same thing about liberal or anarchist, for instance. because the term anarchist certainly has gotten a connotation in the mainstream media for being a group of violent, dangerous, criminal thugs. And the anarchists that I know are peaceful, loving, caring individuals. So the reality in my life is different from what is being portrayed in the media. And I'm going to just share with you a story that came out over at the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom regarding the anarchists. It's in the headline of the story, "Hijacking of a Very Middle-Class Protest, : Anarchists Cause Chaos as 50,000 Students take to Streets Over Fees." So here you go. It was supposed to be a day of peaceful protest with students exercising their democratic right to demonstrate against soaring university fees. But anarchists hijacked the event, setting off the most violent scenes of a student unrest seen in Britain for decades. Militants from far-left groups whipped up a mix of middle-class students and younger college and school pupils into a frenzy. The focus of the violence was Tory headquarters in central London, where hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of damage was caused. The glass frontage was smashed, and protesters swarmed seven floors up to the roof, from where a fire extinguisher, was hurled down at police below. Effigies of David Cameron and Nick Clegg were burnt to cheers from a roaring mob. At least 14 casualties.
So I love how the roaring mob is somehow, you know, these peaceful students were infiltrated and turned into a roaring mob.
Well, groupthink can be a factor here, where you get a mob full of people, and if they are peaceful, they can be wound up by an element of individuals who are there specifically there with that purpose because of the herd mentality.
Well, I suppose.
There are studies about this.
They're still responsible for their actions.
Clearly, they're responsible for their actions, but they're responsible for choosing to follow the so-called anarchists, the instigators in this case. And, you know, the story goes on about these bad anarchists causing all this trouble in downtown London. And it's not an uncommon story when it comes to the reporting of what anarchists supposedly are. You've got the typical image of the guy in the hood smashing in a window with his foot. There's fires burning.
You got to have black clad hoods when an anarchist come around. There's got to be fire.
You've got the mask over your face, the bandana over the face. I mean, it's just the typical portrayal of the anarchists. Now, I understand the concern that people have. Well, they're just going to ruin voluntarists. Why don't you just try to take back anarchists? Can you imagine the story saying this at the top? Hijacking of a very middle-class protest, : voluntarists cause chaos as 50,000 students take to streets over fees. What are the odds that these people who are the, you know, kick in the window, destroy property, throw some Molotov cocktail types of people are going to try to hijack the term voluntarist?
It just doesn't seem like it.
It's not a good argument at all, because anarchist took years and years to become a mainstream term. Yeah.
They assassinated a president, too.
Wait, who was that?
McKinley.
Oh,
I can't pronounce the guy's name, but it's, you know, it's got like Z's in it and stuff.
Right. Usually the people that are smashing in these window fronts. Now, the anarchists can argue academically all day long about what an anarchist really is, and that these people aren't real anarchists, but they believe they are.
Christians do this stuff, too. They spend all their time deciding who's really a Christian, who's not. And it is, what that would show you over time is that this is a pointless argument.
Well, you know who else cannot argue semantics? Pedophiles. Just because I like children, the love of children.
Yeah.
Just because I love children doesn't mean I'm breaking any age of consent laws.
Doesn't mean I want to have sex with them.
But nobody's going around. Okay, I can't say nobody's going around. But it's not very common you see people going around saying, I'm a pedophile. Can I come work at your school? I love children.
Right. Yes. That's a great point. But yet that's what the anarchists are doing. We're the real anarchists and we love peace. But look, you've got headline stories of anarchists kicking in front store windows. And I just find it hard to believe that the same people who are doing this violent action in the name of so-called anarchy or anarchism would somehow decide someday, okay, we've had it with this anarchist term. Now we're going to move and take over the voluntarist movement.
Yep.
Just what are the odds of that happening?
We'll teach those voluntarists for being peaceful and stuff.
I mean, you could come up with some kind of conspiracy theory that the anarchists in this case are actually government agents and they've been sent in to hijack the anarchy.
You could
suggest they had been sent into the movement to hijack the term anarchism so it could ruin it for the rest of us. But I don't know if there's any evidence of that. I think they're really just some far leftists who love the term anarchy and they think that it means chaos and they want to destroy storefront windows. And I, for one, am not an anarchist. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com. Features there include listening options. We've got broadband streams and dial-up. We've got broadband and dial-up streams for you. They air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. And you can also watch on our webcam as well. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see us there, and you can also interact with other listeners because the chat room is built into the same page at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, and they offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, it's interesting talking about anarchy. The first use of the term in the real context occurred during the Paris Commune in 1848.
Sounds
and
right.
Anarchy is, in a sense, a technique of political control in terror that the philosopher Mikhail Bakunin spent a lifetime defining the philosophy of. And when you study history and the quote-unquote anarchy movements or events, they're always very short-lived historically. But it's considered sort of the political awakening a la a shock or a shock troop, the anarchist. And they've always been supported by the power elite, very much like the people supposedly protesting the New World Order or the G8 or the G20 summits. The people that define themselves as anarchists that do the damage with the hoods are actually agent provocateurs, often police, often secret police, and they basically want to change in the public's perspective the view that a peaceful demonstration is really a violent event to be feared. And we saw that in Toronto, we saw that in Vancouver, we saw that in Milan, we saw that in London.
For the purposes of getting the public to be anti-demonstration?
Yes, and also to be anti-critical.
Has that worked?
By allowing the people to fear. Well, it does until lawsuits are filed, and then it comes out a year and a half later that the police were actually doing the damage in Milan, and they were doing this as agent provocateurs, and the people that were arrested, the honest protesters and the peaceful protesters, are actually exonerated. But the media sort of doesn't pick up on that. So when you think of anarchists, think of the writings of Mikhail Bakunin. Think of Manzetti, the Italian terrorist who spent a career supporting the sort of the deconstruction of the monarchies and the ruling houses of Europe. And think of anarchy. Well, think of a popular context. The Sex Pistols in 1975-76 for Queen Elizabeth's Jubilee, when you had, you know, the song Anarchy in the UK,
mm-hmm.
and the last line is destroy, I think it's Johnny Rotten or
it's Johnny Rotten.
Blyden that,
well,
that says that.
Your choice.
But if you listen to it, it's sort of like that. Now, the term anarchy also made a comeback in May of 1968 in Paris when the students were protesting the government and also the structure of the university that created a whole new generation of philosophers. And you look at Columbia in 1968 with the SDS and how the media tagged them anarchists and all sorts of things. But it functions to colonize consciousness in the popular culture and the mass consciousness of the people.
So would you say that these people
consider
who
anarchists paper tigers?
Would you say then, Frank, that these people in the liberty movement that call themselves, that take pride in calling themselves anarchists, are essentially just they're
playing into the hands of these people?
Well, they're playing into the hands
because
of it, wasting
they're nonviolent
time.
For the most part. Those people are nonviolent. Anarchy is a method using violence. It sort of predates the notion of terrorism. And when you talk about McKinley's assassination, the quote-unquote anarchist that attempted to kill McKinley and attempted to assassinate J.P. Morgan on Wall Street was really someone financed by major bankers.
wouldn't you say that it's counterproductive? I mean, but for people that purportedly believe in the ideas of liberty, like you hear on this show, wouldn't you say it's counterproductive to go around labeling oneself as an anarchist?
Yes, but I think they do it to raise consciousness among other individuals. They want to change the meaning, but it's been so firmly established in our political discourse in the West. It's a non-sequitur. It really serves no purpose.
It's a waste of time. It's a big academic exercise.
Yes,
essentially,
think of the Sex Pistols and Public Image, how, in a sense, they really defined the feeling of most of the working class and the unemployed that weren't sort of aristocrats and bankers in England, yet ultimately was nothing more than a vehicle to create a new youth subculture and an enterprising business that sort of transformed rock and roll, you know, for about 9 or 10 years.
Yeah, they sell a lot of T-shirts, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love their logo. The A with the big circle sort of in a sloppy gesture with a little bit of the splattered paint on a red background.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really is the, you know, the logo. I mean, it is, in a sense, a logo, but it also connects with the philosophical notion of narcissism. If you take a narcissist and put that person in a political context where you're talking about changing or using violence to sort of raise the mass consciousness, the narcissist and the anarchist sort of fit together. But historically, the anarchists never have been able to sustain anything
Frank,
for the long term.
Frank, it sounds like you've written a term paper on anarchy. But
no, I've studied this in great detail.
I respect your research. However, if you're going to talk to a man on the street and you're going to tell him one thing about anarchy that's going to change his life, why does that person
say
need to care?
It predates terrorism. It predates Al-Qaeda. I view Al-Qaeda as Al-CIA, MI5, MI6, and Mossad combined. It is the paper tiger that's used to justify a $4 trillion squandering of the public wealth to support multinational.
And you're saying that the anarchists are a paper tiger that really exists to give the government an excuse to crack down on demonstrations.
Absolutely. And think of the Weathermen. You'll notice if you study the history of the Weathermen and the SBS, they were all funded by the U.S. government. And they were used to change the political consciousness of the mass population of America.
I'd say
successfully. People are afraid of that.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. Always well and intelligent, well researched from Frank there. And he's right about the protests, where it's these cops in some cases have been caught red-handed, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Infiltrating the ranks of protesters and attempting to whip up.
Harry, you're going to come in dressed like an anarchist tomorrow, okay? And then they wear the same boots, the
combat
same
boots,
cop
yeah.
boots that they all wear.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and that's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. Now, there's more. We haven't even addressed the issue that these people were protesting about, and there is an issue here with education funding, and some people want it for free. In fact, that's why they were there. It's free time.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves, toll free. This is Free Talk Live, and the number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, some of those features include our archives, a whole bunch of them right there on the front page. You get the last week's worth, and then click into the archive section to take yourself all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free and courtesy of hostgator.freetalklive.com. Now then, the Free Talk Live here is brought to you by the Free State Project, longtime sponsor of the show and also the reason why Mark and myself are here in New Hampshire. Ryder, however, was born here.
That's right. Well, not exactly true. I was born in New Jersey.
Oh!
But I spent 23 years here, which means I moved to New Hampshire before I was about 6 months old.
Gotcha. So by all of your memories, you've been in New Hampshire throughout your whole life. So Nick was actually living here in Keene before we made the move to Keene, and it's been a long time.
Did you listen to Free Talk Live before we showed up?
It's an interesting story. I found Free Talk Live by
it's not. Go ahead.
By almost luck.
You're such a jerk.
I am sorry. Go ahead.
It's pretty interesting when the radio show you listen to moves to the town you live in.
Absolutely. I found Free Talk Live back before Mark's name was Mark on the air.
Yeah, I used to be Manwich.
And you were in Sarasota, Florida, and you guys moved to Keene, and I had listened to it by finding it online. So,
bit of a surprise.
Nick is...
it was unique.
He's one of the local activists here in town, and said been out really out and about and done a lot of news reporting. And are you going to bring back the Ryder Report, or is that gone?
Oh, I do videos. I don't call it the Ryder Report, but when something happens, I'll still edit it and put it up.
All right. Well, we are, by the way, working on launching a New Hampshire-based news service, because if you've been listening over at LRN.FM or on the Free Talk Live live stream...
Not based on things that are going on in New Hampshire. Just it happens to be in New Hampshire, like so many news organizations are in London and New York.
Yeah, yeah. Although I think that there certainly will be a skew towards New Hampshire-related Liberty news.
Well, there'll probably be a skew towards Liberty news, and most of it's going on in New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Way to regionalize the show there, bud.
What do you mean, regionalize what show? I'm talking about a news product that's separate from Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
The news product airs during the top of the hour, so you don't hear it if you're listening to the podcast. If you listen to our podcast, that is cut out. But if you're listening live, you will hear. You used to hear an old mainstream media news source, and I've replaced it now with folks from Freedom's Phoenix, who are putting together a weekly podcast, a 5-minute basically news podcast out of Freedom's Phoenix, and they're doing a great job. It's actually they're teamed up with CopBlock.org, and it's all about bad cops, and it's fantastic. Unfortunately, it's still once a week. It's an early. We're early on in this development. I mean, ideally, we would. Hopefully have news at least once a day, sooner rather than later.
Lots of people have complaints about major news organizations, and if you're going to have news, you're going to pretty much have a major news organization. We don't like it any more than anybody else does, but you don't see any of those people that are complaining doing anything about it.
Well, people have stepped up now, and I'm hoping to put together a news department for LRN.FM here in New Hampshire, so we're working on that. But in the meantime, enjoy the news over at news.lrn.fm. There's a podcast there you can subscribe to get the Cop Block, the weekly Cop Block news, which I think they've done a great job with so far. So, speaking of the news, we've been talking about what's been going on over in the UK with huge protests happening outside of the Tory headquarters. We covered the main portion of one of the Daily Mail articles about it, which was that there are anarchists here. And the anarchists just doing what they normally do, destroying storefront windows, or in this case, the windows of the Tory headquarters there, destroying things, lighting fires, whipping up the crowd into a frenzy. And
I'm afraid that's what people think when they hear the term anarchist, yeah, and if you're going to use that term for yourself, it's not going to go well. I've used it just to see what the reaction was among people, and it wasn't particularly good.
Not good. But voluntarist, or some other term, I'm not saying voluntarist is the best, it's just what I think is the best. Voluntarist doesn't have preconceived notions. It allows you to be asked a question. What's that? Because people don't know.
Right. Well, that's the reason that people will often say that they use the term anarchist is so that they can start conversation. But it doesn't always
seems
do
to
that.
Finish conversation.
Sounds like a bad way to start a conversation.
Yeah. Let's start in the hole rather than on level ground.
Well, I consider myself a rapist. No, don't. It's not what you think.
Right. I mean, whatever it is that you think about that word, other people think other things about it.
Yeah. So there's that aspect of all this, and then there's actually the aspect of the issue as to why it is 52,000 people of college age were in the streets of London. And according to The Guardian over in the UK, tens of thousands of students took to the streets in a demonstration that spiraled out of control when a fringe group of protesters, now to their credit, they actually didn't use the term anarchist in the first paragraph of the story, hurled missiles at police and occupied the building housing Conservative Party headquarters. Tonight, both ministers and protesters acknowledged that the demonstration, by far the largest and most dramatic yet in response to the government's austerity measures, was just the beginning of public anger over cuts. Police, meanwhile...
It's interesting that they use this, that Frank had called in and talked about how the agents provocateur often are, the cause here, that it's actually the police dressed up as people. And we've read so many articles like this at some point in the show's history, and then we come back 6 weeks, several months later, we read another article that says essentially, oh yeah, they found out that was cops. So it's likely that that's what we're going to find out here.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. You don't know.
I mean, you've got a guy in a hood and a mask over his face. He slips back into the crowd. You'll never find out who he was.
Right.
So police, meanwhile...
But many of the G20 things, they have found out that in fact it is police officers.
They were criticized, by the way, the police, for failing to anticipate the scale of the disorder. An estimated 52,000 people, according to the National Union of Students, marched through central London to display their anger over government plans to increase tuition fees while cutting state funding for university teaching. A wing of the protest turned violent as around 200 people stormed the central London building that is the home to Tory HQ. We already told you about that. But essentially the issue here is the largely good-natured protest was organized by the NUS, which I don't know what that stands for, National Union of Students. Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
And the union and the UCU have attacked coalition plans to raise the tuition fees as high as £9,000 while making 40% cuts to university teaching budgets. The higher fees will be introduced for undergraduates starting in 2012. And if you look at the pictures of this group of protesters, they're holding signs that are essentially, in fact, one of them actually says socialist worker on the top of it, Socialist Workers Party. F asterisk asterisk. Now, this is how the sign is written. F asterisk asterisk K. Fees. Free education now. Other signs say free education, students union. So basically, this is essentially the entitlement mentality and where it leads. People have been told that they deserve a free education.
Right. You have the right to a free education. You have the right to an education. And if you have
Sounds like a good education
and somebody's taking it away from you through higher fees, then of course you're going to be outraged. Someone's stealing from you. The problem is that you don't really have a right to an education.
Well, when you're raised to be taught that if you can convince 51% of the population to agree with you, then you are entitled to anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a pure democracy, but in the representative democracies that exist in Britain and the United States, in fact, you don't even have to do such a thing. You only have to get the guy who's a majority of the people who happen to be elected to represent to make deals in order to get what you want through. So, oh, well, if you get through this, I'll do that. Back-scratching and log rolling, the way that politics done, the sausage making of politics, the disgusting parts of it, and the, you know, teachers unions, students unions, whatever. These are incredibly powerful organizations.
As are the millions of people on welfare and unemployment and Social Security that also get to vote themselves more benefits.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
one of the reasons I think we are in such a big economic problem here.
Labor Party's deputy leader, Harriet Harman,
having the military-industrial complex own the politicians doesn't hurt either.
Said the rise in fees was not part of the effort to tackle the deficit, but about Clegg going along with the Tory plans to shove the cost of higher education onto students and their families. Well, wait a minute. Who's paying taxes in the UK? Where do they think the money comes from to pay for these educations? Do they think that the teachers, the money just grows on trees to pay those people and to pay the janitors and all the other people that are involved in administrating these schools? Where do they think the money comes from? You're already paying for the schools through whatever kind of taxes they are levying over there, property taxes or sales taxes. I'm not sure how it exactly...
I know they have a VAT tax.
VAT. Yeah, the VAT. Was it 20% or something like
tax?
That? That's where you pay 20% at every step along through the processing of purchasing materials to make things?
Yes.
And sell things at wholesale level? 1-800-259-9231. So it's the entitlement mentality. These young people believe they deserve this free education. They're willing to make a big stink over it. In some cases, get violent about it. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, tell your stories, and take control of the airwaves.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your call if you'll make it now. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the entitlement mentality and these folks over in Great Britain, about 52,000 students hitting the streets or college-age people and protesting because fees are being raised and they believe they should have a right to a free education. We'll get back into that here in a moment. But want to make sure I tell you about the next 1,000 pledge. We started talking about the Free State Project last segment. We never really finished it up. FreeStateProject.org, you go there, you get signed up, you join up with this movement full of liberty-minded people who are coming here to New Hampshire in order to get active, in order to achieve the ideal of liberty in our lifetime, or get as darn close to it as we possibly can. About 10,500 people have signed up so far. We want to reach 20,000, but people have already started making the move. They're not waiting until we reach 20,000. They're getting here as soon as they possibly can. Mark, you and I came here about 4 years ago. Nick's been here almost his whole life. And a lot of the hosts that you'll hear on Free Talk Live are Free State Project participants. They're people who picked up their lives and have made the move to New Hampshire in order to get active. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. And once you've done so, if you can get here before the end of 2011, you want to be part of the Next 1000 Pledge. Go to pledgebank.com/next1000 to get signed up for that. And that essentially kind of the purpose of the Next 1000 Pledge is to bring people in, to kind of duplicate the first 1000, which was a bunch of people pledging that I will absolutely be the New Hampshire by
Center.
A certain date. And so the next 1,000 is to encourage other people to see if you can move up your plans. If you're going to make it in 2012, see if you can get here in 2011 and get here sooner rather than later.
But the Free State Project really is just a pledge to move once 20,000 other people have pledged to move. So it's really the safe bet, freestateproject.org.
But not everybody is a fan of the Free State Project. And Ryder is in here tonight as a Christian man. And we've actually had...
Why do you do that?
Well, the final segment, we almost made it.
It's rare that we, up until recently, it's been rare that we've had Christian hosts on this show. Mark, you say that Wayne is a Christian, but he's not, I guess, an out-and-out
That's because
Christian.
You haven't identified him as that and just outed him on the air. What, I mean, the way that you do this with Michelle and Nick is just disgusting.
Oh, why is it disgusting? There's a reason I brought it up.
You don't have to defend me. I don't have any.
What's disgusting about it?
Nothing you just did was wrong.
Christians aren't offended by being called Christians.
Right.
Nobody likes to be singled out.
Just because you're disgusted by the term Christian, Mark, doesn't mean that Christians are disgusted. Look, it's what he's a Christian. I mean, he's the Christian on the show.
All right, what point do you have?
Well, my point is that not everybody likes the Free State Project, and there's a guy named Christian Anarchist. He used to call the show quite often, Gene the Christian Anarchist, who has responded.
No, Gene's fine with the Free State Project.
He just doesn't like you.
He's turned on the Free State Project because of the way he feels you've treated him.
Well,
that's
that's not it.
He was fine.
Why don't
he came up,
put some words
he
in
was
his
ready
mouth,
to
Mark.
Come up. To the Free State Project. I'll read his post if you'd like to read it.
I've got it right here in front of me.
He was talking about how he was going to come to New Hampshire and take a look around until Ian started treating him badly.
Sure.
That's what he said.
Okay. Well, anyway, what he considers treating him badly is not taking his phone call first before everybody else.
Agreed that he
so he's got a chip on his shoulder. And anyway, the reason I wanted to bring this up was I wanted to see what another Christian has to say about his accusations towards the movement here. Since you've been, you know, friends with a lot of Free Staters.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so here's what he says. The question is being asked on the Ron Paul forum, why aren't we all members of the Free State Project? And here's his answer. I've known Ian for 6 years now. Well, he doesn't really know me. He's been a caller on the show. And I signed up for the Free State Project about that time. I've since decided that although it's a good idea, it will not work. I've spent a great deal of those 6 years
listening. It's already worked, by the way. I mean, to me, it seems like the things that I expected and hoped to see have happened at this point.
I spent a great deal of those 6 years listening to Free Talk Live and calling the show and posting on his bulletin board system, which is our forum. And I have to say that it's hard to find a meaner bunch of people than those associated with Free Talk when it comes to one having a belief in a creator. In the entire 6 years I called about liberty issues and even nurtured Ian along on his path to liberty, many of the very arguments he makes daily now I presented to him on his show. I certainly do not claim 100% of the credit, as many other liberty-minded people also called him and helped him along the path to liberty.
But I'd say that he was early on making those pitches.
Yet he still does not get something very basic to the success of the liberty movement. You need a big tent. There's no way 10,000 people will ever make a difference in this big land we call the USA. That's why we're focusing on New Hampshire. We're not trying to focus 10,000 people on the entire country. Anyway, he goes on to say, even a million will make no difference. You must not exclude those who are close to understanding liberty. Ian is very good at being a divider. He will accept your call to his show, but if you do not accept his idea of what a liberty-minded person is, he will shut you down. I no longer listen to his show or call in anymore because he decided that I was not good enough for his show, and rather than have the balls to tell me so, he would put me on hold for 1 to 2 hours until the end of the show. Those in his circle and those on his BBS will spew hatred toward any who have a belief in the Creator, but they will accept with open arms any kind of fringe behavior. You can see what I put up with for 6 years on his BBS with my thread, Christian Anarchy is the only sensible answer. I always presented my arguments in a civil tone and was frequently met with hostile tones and spamming tactics like posting porn in my thread. Which, by the way, when you get on to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, you are warned right out the gate that you will likely encounter objectionable content.
That doesn't mean it's not rude to post in someone else's thread, though.
Certainly, but it's a virtually unmoderated place where that's to be expected.
I think it's unfair. I would agree that the folks on the BBS have been less than nice to Gene, but you know he's been recalcitrant with them, too. But the people in the BBS are the people in the BBS, and they aren't Free Talk Live in any way, shape, or form. I mean, have Ian and I been mean to Gene on the
Well, apparently by
BBS?
Putting him on hold, he thinks I don't like him or something.
Well, I mean, I understand where he's coming from, but one of the issues that he doesn't want to look at, just doesn't want to look at, is that it's difficult to take the same callers over and over. What it does is it diminishes the size and the value of the radio
program.
You
sound small time.
Yeah, if you take the same guy over and over, there is one distinct example to the contrary, which is this guy Maury who calls in on the Sean Hannity show, and he usually gets in the that last segment where they
just
run
to that
people
show.
Through. I have listened to it in the past, and I listen to the competition. I want to be better at my job. So anyway, this guy will call in and he goes, Maury, and he greets the guy like cheers or something like that. But that's it. If you're a small show, Sean Hannity is the second largest show in the nation. He can get away with some stuff like that. If you're a small show and you take the same guy over and over again every night, or and
he doesn't
call in every night, but even every week on the
he's called often enough to be known, right?
Yeah, what you would call a chronic in the industry. I mean, he was just on the fringe of being a chronic, but a chronic.
I explained this to him, and it wasn't good enough. You know, I explained to him that look, on a Saturday night when we've got a bunch of phone calls coming in from new people, voices we've never heard before, because we're on Saturday nights, we're on a whole bunch of radio stations, and so there's all kinds of new people that are calling the show then. I want to take those calls first. My listeners have not heard those people's opinions before. They know what Gene the Christian Anarchist is going to say. And it's not to say there's anything wrong with hearing from the same people. Sometimes people like hearing from the same folks. It's like playing the same song on the radio that people really enjoy. So it's not a terrible thing, but I have my preferences as far as how I take phone calls on the show. And if you don't like it, well, too bad. And he doesn't like it, so now he's having himself a little tissy fit. But the point I wanted to ask you about, Nick, as somebody who's been involved with the Free State Project participants, is he says that, and I say all this to say this, many of the liberty activists, with quotes around that, who seem to be associated with the Free State Project are rabidly anti-Christian. So have you had that feeling in your interactions with the activists up here?
I would have to say he's right. People will, if they don't know, especially if they don't know you, they will attack your Christianity or your beliefs. People who have gotten to know me tend to respect me and my beliefs, and I'm one of those people that I let a lot of things roll off my back. Not a lot offends me, and I have a kind of an off sense of humor. So a lot of the things I even find funny, the attacks, but I can see definitely where he's coming from.
So you're saying they're attacking Christianity maybe while you're around, they didn't know you were a Christian? Is that what you're saying?
It's hard to give specific examples because I don't remember them.
Well, if you claim to be a socialist in this group, do you think that people would make jabs about socialism?
Probably.
Okay. So that's what it's like.
But you've also got people like Michelle.
People that claim to be Christians will often... I understand you want to make it a big... You want to claim that that's true. But it's not, dude. There are many, many people who are analytic thinkers that just can't handle the
ideas... What do you think the breakdown is of Free State Project participants as far as religious versus non-religious?
I don't live in the Free State Project. I live in Keene, New Hampshire, okay?
And yeah, but you know a lot of people
in the Free
State Project.
Many of them are anti-Christians, including myself. I mean, you know, I don't see how anybody could look at my views and call me anything but. I try to focus on Christians that I call Pharisees, people that are, liars about the way that they do their religion, and especially people that essentially threaten people with hell over their behavior. But I can definitely see how people hear what I have to say and call it anti-Christian.
The other issue in play here is the Free State Project is full of a lot of what some would call as debatitarians, which love to just pull out points and attack other people. And when you don't agree with Christianity or whatever it is, I think the Free State people will be more likely to discuss it in a hostile tone, possibly.
Well, we kind of got sidetracked from the discussion about the kids.
It was a Christian-on-Christian cage match you wanted. You didn't get it because Nick agrees with Gene.
I somewhat agree with him, but I respect the people
in
the Free State Project, too. So.
Ian's going down! Yeah! Yeah!
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.